Beish te zayin siv beis. Im ze sheyesh men areach eitz, oy min eitz. The thing that gives this pungent smell is a branch of a tree, or some part of a tree. Vorech boye atzei besamim. You make that bracha on atzei besamim, the trees and wood that has good smell. The mu'esev is a type of plant which is not a tree, some growth from the ground. Doesn't have hard branches. Mavar by isvivisam, and you make the bracha isvivisam and esev. The main loy min eitz veloy min esev k'may musk. If it's not one of the two above mentioned types of besamim, it does not come from a tree or from some type of growth out of the ground, like this musk, which is some fragrance that comes from some animal. Mavar by ni. Then you make the general bracha by minei v'samim. Im ha'yu pri, if it was a fruit, v'im ha'yu pri roi la'achila, mevarach anoiz and reyach toiv l'peiris. If it's a pri which can be eaten, then one makes a bracha of anoiz and reyach toiv l'peiris. For example, on an esrig, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'hani mili shenotoloi l'riach boi, oy l'ocho l'riach boi. The only time you make a bracha is when you took it specifically to smell it, or to eat and also smell it, but you intended specifically also to smell it. The person took it to eat it. He did not intend to eat. Even though the good smell comes into his nose, but since he's not intending to be netted from that smell, Einam Avrach does not make a bracha. Chazanish learns in this halacha even more than that, that it has to be something that you meyached, you specify for smelling purposes. But something that you're intending to eat, even though you're also smelling it, you would not make a bracha on it. Just like by shahakal works, b'di eved for everything that you eat, so too by mine b'sam is a general term, and b'di eved works for any type of b'sam. Obviously, l'chachil, one should not rely on that. Anything as a suffix makes a bar mini besamim. We learned previously this means that it's a suffix in din. But if he's just ignorant, he should not smell it till he learns the law. Al egas muskoto val kolina the kolova v'chol besamim shem lachilim v'val shenosan reich toiv l'peiris. These nut were eaten, and kolina is cinnamon. Kolova is cloves. Since these things can be eaten, make a boch nice reach to the peiris. That is what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. The Achrayim say that in the case of their cloves, people generally don't eat them the way they are. They just use it as a spice. And if they say it's bad to make a boy minim b'samim, that's our meaning. We make a boy minim b'samim on cloves.